I think the other thing that I'm actually really excited about is doing .NET framework development for with Windows Mobile 2003, like, you know, for smartphones. Ooh. And my iPad. I have a smartphone and an iPad.
MPX phones?
I have an MPX phone, yes.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Do you have the new one that's coming out?
Oh, no. I don't have anything special. Nothing,
oh,
no.
Okay. I was going, man, you have one of the five?
No. I don't have that.
Okay,
no,
I'm in the United States. So
I'm anxiously awaiting the release of that phone. But
it has a compact framework on it.
Yep.
And it has a keyboard, so you can do some little things. And
yeah.
It has a camera, so...
That's going to be very cool. So I'm like real. I'm
going to be the status phone around Microsoft.
Yeah.
People are going to go, oh, you got one of those.
Yeah, so that'll be really fun. And there's a lot of stuff that's been done. You know, WinBees are just a really cool product. I mean, there's so many neat things, I mean, that are inside. I mean, the improvements in the framework and new features in Windows Forms and, you know, ASP. I guess it's ASP 2.0. I mean, the new ASP stuff. You know, there's just a lot of stuff in there to be excited about.
Now, is the help team eating the dog food? Do you guys use WinBee to build that?
Oh, yeah. So actually, that's really cool. Yeah. So the new help system is written in C# and WinForms entirely.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the only native code that we have is legacy native code that's in from previous versions. Like, the actual local help engine DLLs were written in native code, and so they're still native code. But the package that is the new help system, the How Do I page, the new search page... the favorites tool window. So actually, that's another thing I didn't mention. We've redone favorites, and so previous versions of this, we used Internet Explorer favorites. We got a lot of feedback. People didn't like that at all. So we now have our own favorites,
okay.
And not only can you bookmark your favorite topics, you can actually save your favorite searches.
Okay.
And when we save a favorite search, we actually save all the parameters associated with the search, so you can recreate that search later,
okay. And
run it again. And you can also export. There's a feature in Visual Studio and WinBee called Import and Export User Settings.
Right.
And so you can save all this stuff and you can say Export User Settings, and then you can take that XML file and, like, you know, if I found a query, you and I are working on a project, and I find a really good query that finds a bunch of interesting stuff, I can just export that query and send it to you by doing this Export User Settings, and then you would get it from me and put it, you know, save it in a folder and then say Import User Settings, and you'd have my query on your machine in your help system. And then you could just click search and run it. And we could do the same thing with topics. The bookmark topics actually bookmarks the link to the topic.
Okay.
Excuse me. Rather than the topic itself.